What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, the lines are blurred these
Rich
days.
Rich Eisen, he spoke about the division. And listen, I will say this, Houston. Sometimes you guys have... How can I put it delicately? You guys have some serious delusions. All right, you get a little over your skis at times with your trash talking. Not the Astros portion of the Houstonians, but maybe other teams. Now, I will say this, though. What Rich Eisen says, I completely agree. And if anybody says anything different, then they're off their ass. And you should absolutely fight the good fight, go to the basement, and not quit on the conversation, because they are dead wrong if they disagree with what Rich Eisen had to say when he was talking about how he sees the AFC South.
I understand that. And I am high on the Jaguars, but not enough to have them win the division. I think the Texans are still the class of this division, sir. And I do have the Colts third. I am concerned for their season. Again, man, I'm hoping for a Daniel Jones renaissance for him. And I'll take Jacksonville second with a shot to make the playoffs. You know how I feel about Travis Hunter. And I think Liam Cohen's going to coach him up, and I think defensively they're going to be better. But the Texans are still the class of the AFC South, and that's our predictions of the AFC South.
I don't say this often, although I think I've said it in the last 2 days. There's just really not another take. I don't think there's another option. There's a lot of things. I think there are some delusions on some Texans fans that see themselves in the same class of the upper echelon of the AFC. Like the text from yesterday, I believe by far Houston has a better roster than Kansas City. I think there are some delusions. There are no delusions with the expectations in the field that the Texans are the best in the class of the AFC South. And if anybody else comes up with any other take, they are full of it.
Yes!
And you should not accept anything else. And I would talk as much. I would never quit. I wouldn't give up. I would keep talking. Stop. I would keep doing things to make you feel stupid. Because I'm not going to sit here and guarantee you and say anything couldn't happen. Could happen. Right? I'm not going to guarantee you that I'll be shocked off my ass if the Texans lose the division. You don't know what could happen. Yes, I understand. Help CJ's rookie year. I would have never guessed that the Texans were going to win that division. So anything could happen. But I just don't know how anybody could walk into the season and believe that they trust any other team more than they trust the Texans in the South. And I think it's a ridiculous take to go any other way. Anything else could happen. The Jags could raise up and Trevor turn back into the player he was several years ago. And
Duval.
And that guy make a real impact, and Travis Hunter really makes an impact. But there is no way you can walk into the doors and say, yep, I'm going with the Colts.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
Not only is it like Texans over everybody, but I think the pecking order is even clear. Like, it's not even like, oh, the Texans and then who else. It's like a clear number one, a clear number two.
You think there's a clear number two?
I think there's a clear number three, and I think there's a clear number four. And every single team in the AFC South, to me, is firmly placed in that exact spot. Texans number one, Jacksonville in a pillow fight number two. I think the Colts are a decently built team with no quarterback. They are number three. And then the Titans are interesting because if Cam Ward actually turns out to be a thing, they're kind of the wild card, but also clearly the number four going into the season. You can't just like manufacture this hot take that they're going to be better than what they are. So I think one, two, three, and four are all very clearly planted exactly in that order. And the Texans are clearly number one. The Jaguars, let's just call it what it is. They're fraud. I mean, this Trevor Lawrence thing, like, I don't even want to hear about it anymore. We've seen this movie before. There's talent there, but I think there's a ceiling there, and it's nowhere close to the ceiling that we were led to believe when he was first drafted. I think that this situation with the quarterback in Indianapolis going with Daniel Jones and the Colts just generally sort of running in place. And then again, the Titans being the wild card. One, two, three, four, Texans being number one very clearly to me.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't see how you look at it any differently.
And it's wild, but I've been watching. I've watched TV 2 days in a row this week, and I've heard respected people in the industry say otherwise. This is Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN. This was on Tuesday. This was Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN, and Louis Riddick the next day on ESPN on Get Up followed up the same sentiment. Here's Mike Tannenbaum on how he sees the AFC South going.
Really on a hot streak, you know, with some of your takes. And I'm told that you have another bold one.
Cam Ward, the first pick overall, Molly, is going to lead the Tennessee Titans to the AFC South Division champion. And he will
lost your damn mind. This year?
Right now.
You're insane.
Are you kidding?
That's ridiculous.
Well, look at his track record. He started off at a Cardigan Word. He went to Washington
State. I'm not saying what he's not going to eventually do. You're saying year one.
Who's better in that division?
C.J. Stroud?
And he's also going to be the best quarterback. I love C.J. Stroud, but when you have five new offensive linemen, Mr. Woody, you will attest to that. That doesn't happen overnight, and he was sacked 52 times. So Cam Ward is going to have great protection. They signed Dan Moore from Pittsburgh.
I got reservations about Houston's offensive line. I got reservations about everything in Tennessee. Everything.
You should be.
What are you talking about?
They got two veteran receivers in Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley.
Oh, my Lord.
They got a good running back in Tony.
Cam Ward can play. I like him, but I'm just saying, yeah, what?
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
And then my man led with Tyler Lockett, dog. Hey,
you like to be crazy.
Like, you know you, hey, you know you full of it. He got hit up against the ropes, right?
Yeah.
Because my man said, remember, he is saying the Titans are going to win the division.
He said they got Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's nice. But Tyler Lockett, hey. I mean, how old is Tyler Lockett now?
I don't know, man. I'm old.
Yeah,
old.
I mean, he's been around forever.
Yeah, I've worked with his dad. Old. But my man said, are you kidding me? What do you mean, are you kidding me? When Stephen A. said, you've lost your mind, his response to the team who drafted number one in the draft last year, picking them to win this division, his response to it, are you kidding me? Like he is worthy to say, are you kidding me to someone pressing him on the Tennessee Titans winning the South? And then Louis Riddick was like, the next day on Get Up was like, I love it. I'm telling you, they are dangerous, and they are a team that I would not be surprised at all if they won the South. Again, I cannot.
I would be surprised.
I will be shocked off my ass.
Color me surprised.
I will be shocked off my ass, and then we will have to have a full different conversation about incoming quarterbacks in the league. If we get three straight years of Stroud, hey, Daniels,
I was going to say, to be fair, what Tannenbaum is predicting about Cam Ward is essentially what C.J. Stroud did. Came in the trap, took that trap.
And nobody could have seen that coming.
Nobody was predicting
again,
it.
Again, and that is fine.
So I do get where it could be rooted from.
But there is nothing that gets you to today sitting here and saying, without watching The guy from Incarnagan's Ward or whatever he called it.
It's Incarnate Word.
Whatever Mike called it.
He put a cardigan on them boys.
Don't do San Antonio like that.
There is no way. There's no way you could sit here with confidence and say, yep, I trust the Titans to jump this thing. Look, I trust O'Callaghan and Ward to do this thing.
Bri.
Well, I believe Tony Pollard and Tyler, and you can't lead with Tyler Lockett. You got to lead with Jeffrey Simmons.
Tyler Lockett.
L'Jarius Sneed. You got to lead. But that's because he was up against the ropes. And
the confidence, tight. As you say, was my favorite part. Like, the part where he boldly gives, like, the rhetorical question of, like, what other team in the South would you have above them?
Who the hell could it be?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. The team that's been winning the division and running the South? Like, that was my favorite part.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like, I wonder if he actually forgot the teams in the division. Because it reminds me of one time.
He can forget the teams in the division. But the team that was brought to him was C.J. Stroud.
But what I'm saying, I'm talking about before they did the segment. Like, when they just said, hey, give me your team. He might have maybe forgot. Like, I remember one time, Sam Acho. It was like, give me your top five quarterbacks.
Talk about hot takes for that guy.
And he left Patrick Mahomes out of the top five quarterbacks. And so Harry Douglas at the time goes, Acho is...
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is this your list? Is this your list? Where's Patrick Mahomes? And it was so clear, like Sam Acho was like trying to scramble. It was so clear that he just clearly just forgot about Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he actually wanted to make the case that Patrick Mahomes was a top five quarterback.
Did he lean into it?
I think he just forgot about it. He kind of just stumbled through the rest of it the way Mike Tannenbaum just did. I wonder if he forgot who was in the division. Who'd you have?
Again.
I don't know. The team that's won it the last 2 years that is at least as good as they were
again,
the last
man,
2 years?
I'm not going to tell you that it's a guarantee that the Texans are going to win the division. I just don't know how you can have the take on August 29th or any days before the season starts that you trust anybody else more. Because the gap between D'Amico Ryans and the next best coach in the division is the Grand Canyon. The gap between C.J. Stroud right now and the next
best quarterback,
which I think is probably, I would say Trevor,
yeah,
is maybe not the Grand Canyon, but pretty big.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the coaching gap. Is that Steichen?
Yeah.
So the team is even different. The next best quarterback is on one team. The next best the next best coaches on another team.
And that's
the next best defense might be another team.
And those are the two most important things in football, the coach and the quarterback. And it's why the Patriots have been so dominant in this thing.
What a disappointment again, it would be if the Colts were somehow able to walk the Texans down with Daniel Jones.
Again, Texans fans,
I'm not predicting that.
Have some delusional things at times.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.